Grand Deletion Center students gathered outside their Main Street campus in Buffalo, greeting the leader of the Oshai Foundation and invited guests. They celebrated the largest funding boost in the center's history.
This challenge grant is the final seed being planted that we pray will grow to become the community tree of life as we make our move to the new campus.
Terry Scafidio is executive director of the Cantillon Center. She says the funding is in the form of a challenge grant that will allow for completion of a new academic campus, now under construction in Depew.
To meet this challenge and help our seed grow, we look to the community to make a commitment to improve the lives of the hundreds of students we serve each year.
Oshai Foundation President Robert Gioia delivered the grant. Gioia says the amount is well-deserved and fits the mission of the foundation.
This is exactly what we're supposed to do. And the amount is the amount. I mean, fortunately, we have the wherewithal to give such an amount. And they needed to raise $1.5 million. And we said, you know what, we'll give you half if you can raise the other half. So it also challenges folks in the community.
The Cantillon Center hopes to open the new campus on George Urban Boulevard possibly next month. It will feature 95,000 square feet of educational and therapy space for nearly 200 children from birth to 21 years of age.
First, I think most importantly, the building is fully handicap accessible. So our students will be able to go at any place in the building on either level, whenever and wherever they need to. Secondly, we'll have a central technology room and the support of two technology teachers to bring technology into all levels of the classroom. We're doing special technology in those rooms where the students have more physical challenges, so they too will have access to that. It's an interconnected TV system that will be able to broadcast training across, as well as a conferencing system that we'll be able to broadcast training and meetings across all our sites.
Some of the Cantillon Center students that gathered for Tuesday's event sang the Rosemary Phillips song, One Seed. Other students asked Robert Gioia to help place a handful of seeds into a bag of seeds that will then be planted at the new site.
It's very emotional. We all have children of this age, and God bless that we don't have they don't have the disabilities that they have. And so it's up to us to provide. I mean, that's those that can, should, and we encourage folks to do that, and that's what we're all about.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.